Good morning, everyone. We're going to call this meeting of the TRPA Operations and Governance Committee to order. The date is Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022, and the time is 8:30 a.m. First item on the agenda is the roll call to determine a quorum. Maria?
Ms. Alding?
Here.
Mrs. Sagaski?
I'm here.
Ms. Gustafson? Mr. Hicks?
Here.
Ms. Hill?
Here.
Mr. Honigman?
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Maria. I'll now review the meeting rules for the day. To observe and participate in the meeting, please go to www.trpa.gov, select February 23rd, 2022, Governing Board Meeting on the calendar, and follow the link to the webinar. Members of the public can find all meeting materials there as well. In order to participate in this Operations and Governance Committee meeting, with your comments, please utilize the hand-raising function in the GoToWebinar platform at the appropriate agenda item. With your hand raised, you will be unmuted by TRPA staff and have 3 minutes to address the committee. If you have contacted the TRPA for reasonable accommodations and have received a unique PIN for dial-in, please make sure you enter that PIN so that you may be identified and unmuted by TRPA staff. If you are using GoToWebinar's Instant Join web app, please make sure it is opened in the Google Chrome browser and that you allow access to your microphone in order to be unmuted. If you are joining via the call-in number posted on our website, please note this is a listen option only. If you wish to address the Operations and Governance Committee, you will need to log in via GoToWebinar on your computer, tablet, or smartphone, and dial your unique PIN number. To committee members, if you wish to speak, please alert me via the chat function if you are online, or speak up if you are calling in. Don't mind you raising your hand. That's also a good way of advising me that you wish to make a comment. Please set your chat box now to message panelists and organizers to ensure that I see your message. Remote board members may only use the chat function to indicate a desire to speak. This function must not be used for size or size. Please remember to mute your mic unless speaking to cut down on background noise. And I think we have, well, we lost Belinda, but we have most of you on camera this morning, and Alexis and Barbara are calling in. Next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Any changes, Chris?
No changes, Madam Chair.
Okay, then we'll deem the agenda approved as posted. We're now on agenda item number 2, approval of the minutes. We have a set of minutes from January 26, 2022 that appear on page 9 of your packet. Does any member of the committee wish to make any changes?
Move to approve, Madam Chair.
Okay, and that was Alexis. Thank you, Alexis. We have a motion to approve the minutes as presented. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you. Our next item is a recommendation to approve the January financials, which is item number 3 on our agenda. And this can be found on page 37 of your packet. Chris.
Good morning. For the record, Chris Kyler, Finance Director. I'll keep this month's financials relatively short because I want to make sure that you have enough time to hear the auditors and question them if they you have any questions. Could I have the next chart, please? There's really about 2 major things to talk about so far this year to date, and the biggest one is we continue to run at a very high level of planning fees. The planning department is fully engaged, if not overworked, with applications right now. We do have some overflow capacity by contracting out some project review to a former employee, Lynn Barnett, but even they're starting to get saturated as well. So we've actually issued an RFP to see if we can get some additional help for planning reviews. But we're already well above the 3-year average that I usually track to. And year-to-date January, we're about $100,000 above last year's year-to-date. And last year was a record year. So planning activities continue to go really strong and generating lots of revenue for us. Later on in this meeting, you'll hear from Ken Caseman talking about our fellow planning software. And we also have some ideas about how to improve some of that activity. We put Ken on the agenda to talk about that because we were thinking we could pay for that upgrade through reserves. But it's possible if we continue to overachieve on planning revenues, we may not need to spend reserves to pay for that upgrade. We'll just have to wait and see. On this first chart, the grants are negative just because we bill in arrears. There's no questions about being able to collect those funds. And I want to circle back to something I think Barbara asked about last month, about the status of the federal budget and how that impacts us. In the current state, where they're working under continuing resolutions, we're okay with funding for all the projects we actually have underway. What's missing is we would need an actual budget in order to free up the funds that we were able to get through the Lake Tahoe Restoration Act. All that hard work Julie and others had put into getting the LTRA actually funded as opposed to authorized. And what I'm talking about there really is there's about a $20 million there for EIS treatments and things like that that was tied up. And until we get out of continuing resolutions and into a real federal budget, we're not going to be able to tap into those resources. If I could have the next chart, please. This just shows performance to budget. You can see we've received all of our state revenue. We're at 63% on revenue, which is a little ahead for the year. Only at 41% on expenditures, and contracts is the biggest part of that. On labor, we're pretty much right where I would expect to be at this point in time. Can we have the next chart, please? That top green line is kind of showing the impact of this planning revenue. We had a really big January. It's one of the biggest months we've had in years. And so normally at this point of year, our cash curve would be headed down at a steep rate to get down to the year end, spending all of our budget. But it's not the case this year because of those high planning revenues. There's an early spike that moves around. You can see in the prior year's data here that that's mostly just dependent on when we get the California cash because they're not as quick to pay as Nevada is. Could I have the final chart then? Thank you. I did want to update you that our Wells Fargo investment pool is now our principal group investment pool. The actual transition occurred yesterday. There's a little bit of blackout before and after. Everything seems to be fine. Everything's in the right places and things like that. But going forward, instead of talking about a Wells Fargo investment pool, we'll be talking about a principal investment pool. Our supporters, the investment advisor and the custodian are the same. They're the people that you met a month or two ago, Bruce and Gay. But that transition appears to have been smooth. They did spend a great deal of time doing it. It's been over a year and a half since they announced the transition. And with that, I would be happy to take any questions anybody might have about the financials.
Okay, Chris. Well, we're in a strong financial position. That's always good news. Any comments or questions by members of the committee? Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning. Sorry, I was a few minutes late.
That's okay. Any questions? All right. Seeing none, we will then go to public comment on this item. Before I do that, Alexis and Barbara, I assume you have no comments or questions?
I have nothing. Thank you, Chair.
You bet. Alexis?
Same here. No comments. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll now move on to public comment on this item. If any member of the public wishes to address the committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now in the GoToWebinar to be unmuted by TRPA staff. Maria, any public comment?
Madam Chair, I'm just taking a look, see if we have any public comment, and we have no public comment for this item.
Okay, thank you. Then we'll close public comment and bring it back to the committee for a motion to recommend to the governing board approval of the January financials.
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion by Alexis. Any comments on the question? Seeing none. Maria, will you please call the roll?
Mrs. Sagaski?
Yes.
Ms. Gustafson?
Yes.
Ms. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Honigman?
Yes.
Ms. Aldine?
Yes.
Madam Chair, that motion passes.
Okay, thank you. Next item on the agenda, which is item number 4, is a recommendation to approve the audited financial statements. Information on this item can be found on page 57 of your packet. And Chris, I understand you would like to introduce Shelby Carrillo, who will be making the presentation this morning.
Sure. Let me just make a few comments since we have some new members. The Operations Committee is also the Audit Committee of the agency. Shelby is a representative of the Davis Farr firm, which has been doing our audits for many years now. Unfortunately, our partner was not able to be with us today, but Shelby is the one that actually did all the work, so it might be more useful to you to talk to her. The objective here is not so much to talk about final results for the year. We can do that anytime, but for you to hear the auditors talk about what they found and did not find and what their position is on this. With that, I'll introduce Shelby, who is the manager for the audit and has been doing our audit for some time. So welcome, Shelby.
Good morning, everybody. So I'm just going to go ahead and jump in. Like Chris stated, I am the manager on the engagement. Unfortunately, our partner is out of the country today, so I'm kind of stepping in for him. But as Chris mentioned, I have been working on this TRPA audit for several years now, so I'm pretty well versed in what you guys do and the audit process for what you do. So I'm just going to do a quick presentation, go over some of the audit results, and then at the end I can take any questions that you have. So can I get the next slide, please? So what I'm going to be talking about today is the scope of what we did, the scope of the audit, the management responsibilities, our responsibilities as the auditor, and of course the results of the audit. Next slide, please. So as far as the scope of the engagement, we completed the annual financial audit for TRPA, the single audit for TRPA. We completed the El Dorado County LTF and STA, the Placer County LTF, the Tahoe Science Advisory Council financial statements, and the Proposition 1B report. Next slide, please. So as far as management's responsibilities is the preparation and fair presentation of the financial statements, which includes all the notes to the financial statements, that they are prepared in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles, the design, implementation, and maintaining a system of internal controls, and that the financial statements are free from material misstatement, whether due to fraud or due to error. Next slide, please. So as far as the auditor responsibilities, that is to express an opinion on the financial statements. We conduct our audit in accordance with generally accepted auditing standards and government auditing standards, and we plan and perform the audit to obtain reasonable, not absolute, assurance that the financial statements are free from material misstatement. And our procedures are performed based on auditor's judgment. Next slide. So as far as the results of the audit, we did send out the initial communication letter in December of 2021, and the timing of the audit, interim audit was actually performed in July of 2021. Apologies, there's a little error there, not 2020, 2021. And our final procedures were completed through October 2021 through February of 2022. The draft reports were completed in January and February of 2022, and our final reports were finalized in mid-February. And on the TRPA audits, we issued an unmodified opinion. Next slide, please. So this is just a quick chart. It's a really big overview, 30,000 foot level look at the TRPA, the organization, and it's a comparison from 2021 to 2020. And as you can see, there's a little bit of growth on each of the categories, with the exception of expenses. And as Chris already mentioned, you guys are looking pretty good, and there's more information about these changes in the MD&A section of the financial statements. Next slide, please. And then as far as the TDA audits go, all three audits have the same finding, which was the need to submit the financial statements in a timely manner. And there was an additional finding on the Placer County LTF report, which was the need to submit the CHP certification in a timely manner as well. Next slide, please. For the single audit, we tested it was about $3.2 million in federal expenditures on the CIFA this year, and we did test for major programs the invasive species, which was about $1.3 million, and we had no findings on this report. Next slide, please. For the TSAC and the Prop 1B, we had no adjustments or findings on these reports as well. Next slide. Now, for this current year, fiscal year, we had the implementation of GASB 84, which was the fiduciary activities. And this is what caused the audit to go into February this year. The TRPA had a lot of agency funds, which all needed to be analyzed for correct reporting in 2021. Since agency funds have now been eliminated and are now considered custodial funds. So what we did was we analyzed all prior agency funds that are, and they are now reported as custodial funds, which report revenue and expenditures, which in the prior year they did not. And the mitigation fund was split between custodial funds and a portion of it was rolled up into the general fund. Next slide, please. As far as estimates in preparing the financial statements, there were a few. This first one is the useful life of assets and accruals for goods and services received for which invoices have not been received. There's also employee usage of accumulated vacation and or compensatory leave. And all of these estimates were found to be reasonable and have a sound basis and were consistent with the prior year's financial statements. Next slide, please. There were no disagreements with management during the audit. Management provided all representations to us at the end of the audit. We did not use any consultations of other accountants. And of course, during every year, we remain available as a resource throughout the year. I know we had a lot of back and forth this last year for upcoming for that GASB 84. It was a big one. And we will continue to do so moving forward. Next slide, please. And that was all I had. So if anyone has any questions, please feel free.
Okay, thank you, Shelby. That was short and concise. And kudos to Chris and staff. Nice to have a clean audit. I just had one quick question, and maybe this is just boilerplate language. There's a category under required audit communications, difficulties encountered in performing the audit. We encountered no significant difficulties in dealing with management. Why the use of a qualifier?
That is a standard language. So that is not something that we added or anything like that. That is boilerplate standard language that we use in all the reports.
Okay, that's good to know. All right. Any questions by members of the committee? Chris, did you have anything to add?
No, I'll just congratulate Shelby and her crew for all the hard work they did doing this audit. This is the second audit we've done completely remotely, which is a very big change for audit firms. And then, of course, Kathy, big kudos to Kathy and her staff because they're the ones that do all the work that get this free, unmodified opinion. Sorry, keep changing the language. So.
I would echo Chris's sentiments, and we really appreciate it. It does change things to work remotely, and we have a really great working relationship with your team, and Kathy is great, and it was another, even with the GASB 84, which was a little rocky, it was another great year.
Fantastic. All right. More to come. All right. If there are no questions by members of the committee, we will go ahead and move to public comment on this item. Any member of the public wishes to address the Operations and Governance Committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now in GoToWebinar to be unmuted by TRPA staff. Maria?
Madam Chair, it looks like we have no public comment on this item.
Okay, thank you. Then we will close public comment, and I will now entertain a motion to recommend approval to the Governing Board of the financial year 2021 audit.
So moved.
So moved. We have a motion. Thank you very much. Any comments on the question? All right, Maria, will you please call the roll?
Mrs. Sagaski?
Yes.
Ms. Gustafson?
Yes.
Ms. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Honigman?
Yes.
Ms. Aldine?
Yes.
Madam Chair, the motion passes.
Great. Great work, everyone. Thank you so much, Shelby. If you're still on the line, thank you for your work as well. Moving on to item number 5, It's an informational briefing on updating the TRPA planning software and exploring funding options. This information can be found on page 555 of your packet. Ken, are you with us this morning? I see you there. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to come before the committee. And I just wanted to provide a quick briefing on our planning software. Next slide, please. As we've talked about with you before, the last couple of years, we have seen record applications to TRPA and fairly significant increases both in the number of verification and banking applications, which are really precursors to our project applications, as well as in this last year, a 36% increase in our project applications. So as Chris talked about a few minutes ago, we're seeing really significant volumes of applications and revenues coming from our planning side of the organization. The other thing that we've seen over the last couple of years is this transition to electronic submittal. So when we first had stay-at-home orders for COVID, we immediately transitioned a lot of our systems to go from 8 applications available electronically to over 30. And we went from about 20% of our applications coming in electronically to now over 80% submitted electronically in 2021. And so as part of that, we're also taking a look at our permitting software itself and seeing whether we have the right solution to really move us forward in this environment. Next slide, please. So our current system is actually 15 years old. It was originally selected in about 2006 and installed in 2007. And you know, what we're seeing is there's a lot of limitations that we have with our current software, both in terms of some of the customization that we have with it, as well as the opportunity for us to process applications end-to-end electronically. And so in late 2021, we issued an RFP to look at other software solutions that are out there. And you can see on the slide here, we were looking for some very specific goals in terms of the selected software and really looking for opportunities that were cloud-based, that reduce our IT requirements, and that are updated regularly. We received 16 proposals through the RFP, and we interviewed 6 vendors with a team of representatives from both current planning as well as research analysis. And we demoed 3 of the software solutions from the finalists. So we had 3 finalists. And really, all of this is designed to address that crush in current planning that Chris talked about, and to make it easier for applicants and for our staff. So next slide, please. We have a clear recommendation and a clear solution, and that is the TruePoint Solutions was the vendor, and the software is Accela. Accela is the same software that we currently use, but we will be looking to move it to the cloud-hosted version that Accela maintains. This is the same system that is currently used at Placer, at Washoe, Douglas, as well as Reno Sparks in Sacramento. So it's a widely used package. We can design and rebuild our system entirely in this hosted environment that will provide a much better service delivery, much easier to use, and provide for electronic review and permitting solutions. And we believe that this system best meets our needs while reducing the disruption to our planning staff. We can update all of our workflows. We will update all of our reporting, and the system provides for real-time reporting and dashboards, so we can hopefully bring a lot more information to you as the operations committee, to the board, to our management, to really help streamline those reviews and stay on top of things. And with that, again, Chris mentioned earlier the on the financial side, because we are running excess revenues right now, we believe we can actually cover the cost of the proposal through those planning fees. But if we do overrun, then we would potentially need to use some of the agency reserves. But the other benefit of this proposal is that it is the most cost effective as well. And we can transition and migrate a lot of our existing data and utilize internal resources for a lot of the configuration. So we believe that this is a very cost effective solution as well. With that, I'd like to take any questions that you have. This is just an informational item, so there's no voting, but we can take any questions.
Okay, Ken, thank you for that presentation. Any questions by members of the committee? Ken, I have a couple. Cloud hosting, first of all, what is the cost of the hosting? Will there be a substantial increase in the cost of cloud hosting? I understand that it kind of increases your vulnerability to cyber attacks. Maybe that's correct, maybe it's not correct. I'm not an expert, certainly, in this area. But are we going to be able to lock in the pricing for an extended period of time?
Maybe I'll take those in opposite order. So the price proposal that we received for this, we currently pay about $50,000 a year for our Accela license. And the new software, the hosted version, is roughly the same. And they did quote us. There's a slight, I think it's about a 3% increase per year, but it is within the range of what we're paying currently. There is an add-on that allows for electronic document review and full end-to-end permitting electronically that we would like to do. That is an additional, I believe it's about $30,000 a year. So we would have an increase overall in terms of our annual fees, but it's in line with what we're currently paying. In terms of security, so the Accela version that is cloud hosted is actually hosted at Microsoft on their Azure platform, and it is very secure. It's used throughout government entities and other packages. It is secure, and it actually does offer us some opportunities. Currently, our staff, in order to use the system, have to go in through our virtual private network or VPN and log into our network and then log into Accela. And it adds an extra layer of complexity in order to get into the system and use it. And so this the hosted version does not require that. So especially work from home type options that we're currently working under. Would be much easier for TRPA staff. Again, because we're using the same platform that we currently use, we can migrate all of our users. So new users or current users wouldn't have to change their email or passwords or anything. It would all migrate over. I think it actually does provide us a lot of opportunity with really minimal interruption.
Okay, thank you. I have no other questions. One last chance for members of the committee to weigh in on this. This is obviously informational only. Any questions, comments? All right.
So, I had a comment real quick, if that's
yes.
I want to thank you for looking at streamlining this as it relates to the local jurisdictions. We're quite pleased with Accela, and I know our customers are. It's really provided a great resource during the pandemic, especially when people have been working remotely and people can submit and get responses online and not have that face-to-face counteractivity. And I've heard great reviews from our contractors and those bringing projects forward in the county. So appreciate updating this to current standards with the other organization.
Okay, thank you, Cindy. Okay, seeing no other comments, check my chat. There's nothing in the chat box. We'll now move on to public comment. If any member of the public wishes to address the committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now. in GoToWebinar to be unmuted by TRPA staff. Maria, any public comment?
Madam Chair, there is no public comment on this item.
Okay, then we will close public comment. And Ken, thank you for joining us this morning and giving us an update. We'll look forward to having further discussions as things progress.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. And as previously stated, this was informational only. Upcoming topics, that brings us to agenda number item 6. Chris?
Hello again. Let me just add a couple of things to Ken's thing, too, as we are seeing, I mean, the industry itself is going to more cloud-based computing. So moving Excel over will actually be our third major system because we've always had our HRIS system in the cloud, first with ADP and now with Kronos. And several years ago, we moved our accounting system into the cloud. So it's kind of, it has a lot of advantages because they maintain it better than we could. And I think they have better access to security than we have as well, which is not a knock on our IT support, but with between Microsoft and Excel, they have a lot to do there. Could I have the next chart, please? You may recall when we did the bond refinancing almost 2 years ago, we had also included $500,000 for deferred maintenance and building improvements in that financing. And so we're starting to actually spend this. So I wanted to show this photograph to you just to show that we really are doing things. This is our front lobby area where normally people would come in, and there was a big counter there to submit their applications. As we move more and more to the electronic world for submitting applications, our concept here for customer service is really going to be more oriented towards having appointments and meetings with applicants. So what we wanted to do is kind of to shrink the front counter and add conference rooms so we could sit down and have meetings on with applicants on more complicated projects and stuff. So we've really just kind of, I don't want to say broken ground because we haven't actually broken in ground, but we're reconfiguring the front area to add more conference rooms and to put some more put a smaller counter in there because we don't anticipate as much foot traffic as we had before. So this is just really a reminder that we're actually starting on the work. What you're looking at here used to be the front counter area with the small conference room just to the left, and on the far left of the photo is what used to be a waiting room, which will now be a conference room. Could I have the next slide, please? So next month, I'll come in and do some upgrade on this construction. We're also in the last phases of contracting for the roof repair. The roof repair will be the most expensive part. That's going to take about half of that $500,000. And involves basically stripping the roof down, fixing anything that's wrong with it that we find there, adding another layer of insulation and backer board, as it were, and then putting a new sheath on the top of the roof. So we'll talk about that. To be on the retaining wall later this summer, but obviously that has to wait until grading season starts up. And then future meetings coming up, it's time to start thinking about the 2023 budget. Traditionally, what I've done is brought you a preliminary version in May so we could walk through where we are and what we think the challenges are with the final version for adoption in June so we can have a budget in place prior to the start of the fiscal year. But we may have some individual topics between now and then to talk about just to tee up the issues, as it were. As I've said before, I'm really concerned about inflation right now because our state funding does not get indexed or adjusted in any way. And it's basically been constant for many years. The only changes there have been in state fundings has been when we've gone forward with a specific request for a specific expenditure for a project or something like that. Otherwise, there's been no adjustments there from either states. And in fact, in Nevada, because of COVID, we saw a reduction in funding from the state of Nevada for the last 2 years, and Nevada is now well short of the two-thirds, one-third. We are getting into budget season now with both states for the next fiscal year budget in California and for the next biennial budget in Nevada. In fact, the Nevada budget process kicks off in a couple of weeks. And, of course, that will wait for session, which starts in February of next year after the election. One other topic to put on your radar for future discussions is it has been many, many years since any of our mitigation funds were changed. So they're still running at the same rate, the same charge, as it were, as they were like 10 years ago. So we're starting to look at that and say, gee, should we be adjusting those mitigation funds? Inflation starts to erode those fees so we can do less and less with the fees that we collect. I think a couple months ago you saw the vehicle mitigation fee. That's a fairly new fee, but that was set up and adjusted. And I believe there's an escalation clause in there for that one. Now we're looking at the other mitigation fees and saying, gee, should we do something like that? For the most part, TRPA itself does not spend these monies. These monies are provided on to other parties, the local jurisdictions or the land banks, to be utilized to offset the impact of mitigation. So this crosses our books, and now with this new GASB 84, we'll show this as revenue expenses. But the projects that are being implemented are really being done by other people, and the money's really being spent by our partner entities. So we can have more conversations about that going forward. We'd love to get your feedback on that. I know there's always reservations about raising fees, but at the same time, we have to start now thinking about inflation and how it's eroding our ability to execute on our objectives. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you, Chris. Obviously, it's a balancing act. I mean, the higher the fees, you know, if you raise the fees to an unreasonable level, you're going to see a decrease in activity, planning activity. And obviously, we have benefited from increased planning fees. So, like everything else, it's kind of a delicate balancing act. Okay, any questions or comments by members of the committee on this item? I was hearing none and seeing nothing in my chat box. This was obviously informational only. Thank you, Chris. We'll now move on to agenda item number 7, committee member comments. Does any member of the committee have anything they wish to share with the rest of us? No? Okay, all right. We're very subdued today. Then we'll move on to our last public interest comment period. If any member of the public wishes to address the Operations and Governance Committee, please raise your hand now in the GoToWebinar to be unmuted by TRPA staff. Maria?
Madam Chair, there is no public comment.
Okay, thank you. Then we will close public comment. The last item is adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Of course not. All right. Just for those